It's been a very busy week health-wise in our valley this week. There have been no less than 3 major health programs on this week, as well as all the regular stuff that happens, all the fitness classes. So one that I'm aware of is the Queensland Health Lighten Up program that is being run for 8 weeks at the Hills Uniting Church Hall at Arana Hills. Anybody can come along, male or female. You register when you get there. So these programs are on things like nutrition, the correct way of looking at nutrition, but not a diet, portions, glycemic index, possible exercises you might be able to do to enhance physical well-being. This is going on for 8 weeks at the Hills Uniting Church. It's on Thursdays from 9:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. Anybody can come along. I think I'll probably go along to that. Sounded good when I talked to the person who is the contact person there, a man called Don. Don actually coordinates the Arana Men's Shed that operates out of that church hall. This health activity started through the men's shed, but this is not just for men, it's for men or women. So then, what else has happened? What else is happening this week in health in our valley? Well, there is the Arana Sports and Healthy Living Festival was held today at Leslie Patrick Park. Now, this has been jointly sponsored by Moreton Bay Regional Council and the Arana Leagues Club. Moreton Bay Regional Council does a lot of stuff for expos, fairs, carnivals, things like that. In the Leslie Patrick Park, they put on some really good stuff. And a lady called Elaine Parker from Arana Sports, who's the Sport and Recreation Coordinator. She works for the Queensland Government for Arana Sports, and she also did a lot of the hard work behind the scenes to organise the Arana Sports and Healthy Living Festival today. John and I went along to that. And it was terrific. It was great fun. They had a stage with various fitness instructors from the PCYC leading fitness sessions. And I have interviewed one of them at one time before under the mental health interviews. That's the lady who takes the sweat depot classes at the PCYC. Oh, is she a ball of energy? Very lively, active classes. She had all the kids involved, doing lots and lots of physical exercises with lots of loud music going on at the same time. Anyway, I did have a feeling of great fun. Life Be In at Funworks was there. A lot of the sports clubs that are linked together through Arana Sports had marquees with people there with all their details and papers you could get. Arana Sports is an umbrella sports organisation in this community for some of the major sports in our community. We have a lot of sports in this community. Only the major ones are represented through Arana Sports. Apparently they're now covering 7 sports. Today there was rugby league, hockey, netball, softball, cricket. There are probably others, but they're the ones I actually got to talk to. It was a great festival, and PCYC has a lot of stuff happening at it. It's really good to see stuff like this happening in our community. There are so many opportunities for people of all ages to get involved in sports and fitness activities through these clubs, through the PCYC, through Arana Leagues, and we do encourage you to do so. The other health event that happened in our community happened at Great West. And that was quite a different sort of expo. It was in the centre of the shopping centre, and it was mainly, but not only, run by the health providers who operate out of Great Western. Northwest Health Centre, Northwest Community Health Centre also was represented there, as was the Anagara Respite Care Centre. They had talks going all day long, a program of talks on different health topics. For example, they started off with a talk about skin cancers, types of skin cancers and what we can do to look after our skin. Then the optician from Great Western talked about having a retinal image done, and you were able to get your retinal imaging done for free at the expo, which we did, and they told me my retinal images were okay, which was very good. There were all sorts of people to talk to you about aspects of health and to give out samples and information sheets. There were lots of prizes too. So it's very good to know that these sorts of things are happening in our community, that our local organisations, our health businesses, our local councillors are all working together to create these sorts of events for us. And it's up to us then